In his years as a newspaper reporter and editor, Bob Slater shook hands with a lot of folks you've heard of, a who's who of politics and popular culture. Perhaps one of his most memorable meetings, though, was when he got to throw a punch at one of them. The story is this edition on the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Bob Slater and his father were both in the newspaper business, working in St. Joseph, Missouri. Bob says that in 1934, his father was given a tip about a mostly unknown political candidate passing through town.
There's a fellow down St. Francis Hotel, right over the United States Senate, and he probably appreciated some publicity. So Dad went down there, introduced himself to Mr. Truman, and wrote a story, and they stayed close friends through the years.
It began a string of events where his father covered Harry Truman's political career for the local paper.
Dad was there at the convention when Mr. Truman nominated vice president. He was there for the inauguration in 1948.
Bob began working for the paper in 1956 and covered many local, state, and national political events. He met a lot of folks during those years.
I've had the opportunity to shake hands with a lot of the president's convention, but they wouldn't know me from Adam. Ronald Reagan, Gerry Ford, and Jimmy Carter, I guess now Joe Biden.
Bob interacted with a lot of interesting folks over the years. He recalls being a kid when boxing champion Jack Dempsey was passing through and his dad was covering the event.
I was in the third grade maybe, and Dempsey's come to town to sell war bonds, and I came down with the mumps. Couldn't go to him.
Dempsey got word that Bob could not see him, so Dempsey came to Bob.
Lo and behold, here comes this guy in his Navy officer uniform, Navy blues and all that, and comes in the house, and God, this is Jack Dempsey, heavyweight champion of the world. We sit down, we had a pleasant conversation. He said, get your boxing gloves, I'll autograph it for you. You know, I don't have boxing gloves. He autographed my first baseman, Smith.
Before he left, Dempsey had Bob hit him in the jaw so he could say he landed a punch on the champion. It was just one of the many unique meetings Bob had. Driving the Countryside in St. Joseph, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.